watch the breath. And as long as the mind is talking to itself, have it talk to itself about the breath. We all know that we want to get the mind eventually to a place where it's very, very quiet inside. But to get there, you have to know how to talk to yourself. You can't just tell yourself to stop talking, because the conversation will then go into another room. In other words, it starts going underground. And that's not where you want it. You want it to be up in the light of day, so you can see what the mind is saying to itself. Because this is the major cause of our suffering. As the Buddha said, we tend to talk to our cravings. We take our cravings as our companions. And it's a long conversation that goes on of the various forms of fabrication, bodily, verbal, and mental. And John Lee pointed out that the verbal fabrication, where you're talking to yourself, that's the big issue. So you want to train yourself to talk to yourself well, because this is an important skill, not only as you sit here and meditate, but as you go through the day. You may have noticed when you start taking the 8 precepts, you start getting hungry in the evening. The mind can start saying all kinds of things about how you're starving, how it's bad for you, how your digestive system is going to start getting tied up in knots, your digestive juices are going to start eating away at your stomach lining. And you can think about all the permanent damage you'll do just for missing one meal. You've got to realize, okay, that's crazy talking. And it's not the case that the hunger just grows and grows and grows. It's going to be hungry for a little while. And then when you pass the time when you normally would eat, then it goes away. At least the hunger pangs go away. It's not so bad. So you drink a lot of water and learn how to talk to yourself. Any crazy notions like that come up in the mind, and you argue with them. You don't let them hold court. And this way you get used to noticing the crazy things the mind says to itself and how it's causing itself a lot of unnecessary suffering. The same with the act of generosity. Sometimes you have something you really like, but you've decided you're going to give it away, and then there's a struggle that goes on inside. There's a story in the commentary of this old couple. They had only one upper robe between the two of them. In those days, you didn't go outside without an upper robe. So on the days when the husband went outside, the wife had to stay home. And the days when the wife went outside with a robe, the husband had to stay home. One night it was the husband's turn to go out and hear that the Buddha was going to give a talk. So he went to listen to the talk, and the Buddha noticed this guy. And so he talked about the rewards of generosity. And the old man started thinking, well, this is why we're so poor. I haven't been generous in the past, but what do I have to give? I have nothing. All I have is this upper robe, and I don't have my upper robe. I have nothing. And so he struggled back and forth, back and forth. So the Buddha's Dharma talk just went on and on and on that night. He was waiting for the guy to finally win out, and he finally did. He decided, what the hell? I've got to do something with, to have some generosity in my name. So he stood up and yelled out Chayo, which means victory, went down and gave his robe to the Buddha. Now the king was in the audience, and back in those days, the only person who was allowed to say Chayo, or victory, was the king. So he says, what's going on here? And so he found out that this old man had nothing but that one upper robe to his name. So the king said, okay, we'll give him 10 upper robes. So the man gave the 10 upper robes to the Buddha. Then 10 of this, 10 of that, and things got more and more valuable. So finally, the old man decided to split things in half, gave the Buddha one half, and took the other half, a horse and an elephant and all kinds of things, took it back home. As the Buddha said, if he'd won out earlier in the evening, he would have gotten a lot more, but it was late at night and people were tired. And so his problem was that inner discussion. He couldn't win out over the voices that said, I can't let go, I can't let go. So you've got to learn how to identify the voices inside that are getting in the way of your virtue, getting in the way of your generosity, getting in the way of your meditation, and bring new voices in. And you find you lift a lot of the suffering off of your heart.